Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Thursday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Thursday, April 23rd, 2020, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely and wonderful city of Atlanta. This evening, we will continue our conversation as we hear a group of college students, so please stay tuned. Well, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, for the benefit of the new listeners, I'd like to answer that question. That would only be appropriate etiquette. So, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. It is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. But I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly what I would like. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I tell you, I certainly say kudos to Charles I. Well, once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you happen to have listened to our show on this past Tuesday, on the 21st, then you know that our topic was about college students and how they have actually been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, we have heard quite a bit in the news about the younger children, the elementary school age and middle and high school, but there has not been much talk about the college. So I certainly wanted to bring them to the forefront and to see what they had on their mind. And, of course, due to an overwhelming response on Tuesday, we didn't have an opportunity to address all the questions or comments from all of our callers and listeners. So that's why we are having part two this evening. We want to be sure that we have an opportunity to hear from everyone who wants to be heard. And we certainly had a dynamic group of students on Tuesday. First of all, what I would like to do is to introduce you, and we have a new person on our panel, and we have some other panel members. I'd like to introduce to some and just simply reintroduce to others. First of all, we have, I like to call him friend to the show because he's been on our show several times, Dr. Anthony Bobo. And he is a certified school psychologist, a licensed school psychologist, certified behavior analyst. He specializes in children and adults as well in private practice. And I would like to say hello to you, Dr. Bobo, and happy Thursday. How are you?
Having me.
Okay. All right. I think we have you now. So happy Thursday. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today. It's always good to be with you.
Well, it is such a pleasure to always have you come. You have so much wonderful information, and certainly do appreciate that as well. I also want to introduce to you on today and Professor Baptiste, and she currently teaches math at Georgia State University, and she taught public school math for 40 years, and she retired from public school system in 2017. So hello, sir. Baptiste.
Hello. Hello, and thank you for having me. Those numbers sure date me.
Well, I am so glad to add you this evening. I'm certainly glad of that. So, thank you so much. And I also want to, let me ask Dr. Bobo, since you were with us on Tuesday, what was your take on the students that they called in? They, you know, they definitely had some wonderful and heartfelt comments, and was just really, really pleased that we had the opportunity to encourage them. What do you think?
Well, I think they were using this program as an opportunity to vent and to share a lot of their pain. And I think just like anybody who's hurting, they're looking for answers. And hopefully those of us who are their leaders, teachers, and guides will provide them not only sympathy for their pain, but also concrete answers about how they can move forward and turn this problem into an opportunity. So I thought they used the time well, and they were very honest and truthful about what they're experiencing, and it was a great show.
Yes, I believe so, and I'm just so pleased and proud of them that they actually kind of stepped up and took the mic, if you will, and was able to share, and because we certainly had a great response, and I will be getting to those emails in just a moment. Actually, we're still waiting on Professor Umana, so we'll see if he will be joining us. But in the meantime, what I would like to do, I'm going to go to our phone line, extension 8323. Hello.
Hi, this is Kara.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Happy Thursday to you. And I know we spoke with you on Tuesday. It was wonderful speaking with you, and I'm glad that you're with us again. Just for the benefit of some of the listeners that may be listening new today, you want to maybe kind of summarize what your thoughts were on Tuesday? We'd be glad to hear it. I don't want the new listeners to feel left out, like they're left behind.
Yeah, of course. This was my first semester. I went to Georgia State. And, you know, I transferred from a community college. I got my associates and went over to Georgia State. And, you know, I started to get in the groove of, you know, being on the campus and, you know, enjoying the city and everything and the classes. And, you know, it just turned into online classes, which, you know, is okay. I'm still thankful to be able to learn at least. But, you know, it just, it can be difficult sometimes being put into that without preparing yourself. And then, you know, you, of course, you have outside things going on, like work. I worked at a movie theater, and obviously that's closed now. So, you know, it's trying to balance school and, you know, everything going on with the virus.
Absolutely. And a lot of your peers, they actually kind of shared the same sentiments as well. In fact, I am going to go ahead and get started on some of the messages that we have received just to ensure that we don't have a repeat of Tuesday when we ran out of time, because I felt so bad when I ran out of time and we didn't have an opportunity to get to everyone. So I want to, let me just start. Let's see. Here's one that says, Miss Etiquette Lady, I am so happy that you are doing this show. Several of my friends have been really down about what's happening. One of my friend's parents both lost their jobs, and he doesn't know if he will be able to return to school. Although we are pretty sad, we still want to find a way to cheer him up. Thanks. We attend Alabama State University. Okay. So who would like to take that? Dr. Bobo or Professor Baptiste? Either one of you want to kind of give an idea of how he can cheer up his friend?
Well, I think you are offering a much-needed public service by having this show. As a matter of fact, you might want to continue or consider having more segments of it. If there's such a demand, maybe you should consider addressing that demand. But with this young man and what he's sharing and about his friend, I'm glad they're in good shape. But, you know, a lot of times in difficulties like this, many young college students, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, a number of young people have collaborated during difficult times and come up with new ways and new ideas for taking us into the future. So one of the ways to counteract depression is to get busy, to begin to focus on something meaningful and purposeful, and deciding what one can do with their energy, imagination, and talent to create some solution for a problem. So if those young men can get together and put together and, you know, come out of their depressive state by getting engaged in creating and designing some project or something that they find to be needed at this time, it could be a very useful useful way of counteracting their depression.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you for sending that in. And we certainly wish you all the best with that. Here is one that I would like to read. Let's see. It says, Ms. Donna, I wanted to know what school does Kenny attend and if he plays sports. Okay, and Kenny was one of our students that we spoke with on Tuesday. And Kenny actually attends Oglethorpe University, and he also plays golf. And so he attends Oglethorpe, and he plays golf as well. And I believe, if I remember correctly, he was a junior at Oglethorpe as well. Let me look at another one here. This one says, Miss Donna, and I think we have, let's see. Okay, let me go to this one here. I'm just trying to, we have quite a few, so I want to make sure I can kind of keep them all. All right, so let me look at this one. This one says, hi, Etiquette Lady. I was really impressed with Kara and Tabari. Can you tell me what schools they attend and what their majors are? And this comes from Cedric in Atlanta, Cedric in Atlanta. So I'll let Kara answer that question since we have her on the line.
Yes, I go to Georgia State, and I'm a journalism major.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay. And
I've always loved writing, and so, you know, it's hard for me to decide my major, and then I just stuck with journalism, and that's been what I've loved ever since.
Wow. That definitely is an excellent major. And you probably journal, too, do you?
Yes.
You have a journal? Okay. Yeah. So you know how therapeutic journaling is, right?
Yes, to get your thoughts out. Especially during a time like this, it can be beneficial.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually did a couple shows on journaling. So certainly we want to make that recommendation. Like you just said, Tara, to get your thoughts out. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Okay, so let's see. I believe we have with us now retired Professor Umana. Umana,
yes,
are
you
there?
Yes, forgive me for getting on late.
Oh, no worries. And let me tell you all about Professor Umana. He taught mathematics for 25 years at the Cab College Perimeter, Perimeter College of Georgia State University, and now Perimeter College of Georgia State. And so he retired, and he helped us out on Tuesday as well. And I'm so happy to have you back with us again this evening.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And here's one. It says, Miss Etiquette Lady, I am so happy that you are doing this show. Several of my friends have been really down about what's happening. One of my friend's parents both lost their jobs, and he doesn't know if he will be able to return to school. Although we are pretty sad, we still want to find a way to cheer him up. Thanks. We all. It's in Alabama State. Is this the same one we just had?
Yes, that
or,
sounds.
Yeah.
That one
I think it is. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So we probably received this, okay, on Tuesday and couldn't get to it, and he just probably resent it. Okay. So, all right. So you just actually addressed that one. So that's wonderful, and hopefully, certainly listening to be able to hear that. Here's one, Ms. Donna. My family listens to your show a lot, and my mom let me know that you were doing this topic and suggested that I reach out for some encouragement. I prefer interacting face-to-face with an instructor and not real comfortable completing assignments online. Not sure. This comes from Debbie. And so, Professor Umana, you want to take that one, or?
Okay. Yes, Debbie, I know it is difficult for you. You are a different mindset going into the university, and suddenly you're hit with this experience. Right now, let's just hope that things would return to normalcy. But for now, it's just a matter of going deep inside of you and see how you could make the necessary adjustments so that you can attain your goals, educational goals. Because this is not going to change tomorrow. Since the virus is here, they're working very hard to contain this virus. So there has to be some level of mind change, attitude change. Like I said on Tuesday, do your best to reach out to your teacher. Just as you are having this difficulty, the teachers also were hit at the same time. They just had to adjust teaching face-to-face to teaching online. So it goes both ways. So do some kind of introspective adjustment, the way you think about how things should be done, and realize this may be the new norm for a while.
Ms. Donna, can I address that?
Absolutely.
Yes. I am one of the professors who did face-to-face until, I guess it was March 12th, when we were told we have to go online. So I had to make those adjustments as well. And while I didn't like it, I had to have a change of mindset, a change of attitude, and do what's necessary to accommodate and to help my students. And I was so impressed with this program on Tuesday, I decided, look, I know I can make a contribution. And, you know, jotted down a few points. And basically, I want to talk about the positives that can come out of this situation. And Dr. Bobo already addressed, you know, being creative and things like that. But I want to tell, I think it's Debbie who wrote in that message, I look at this as an opportunity for my students to become disciplined, to become self-reliant, you know, there are challenges. We face all different challenges in all different ways. They come in all forms and fashion. And it's unfortunate that our young people have to face this as their major challenge this early in life, although we have some older students as well. But use this opportunity to develop some of those characteristics that will help you to navigate life later on. Become more disciplined, become more focused, become more responsible. Because, you know, I'm still having to remind students, did you read the note? Did you read the email? Did you do this? Did you do that? You know? So these are qualities that you can learn, develop at this point in time. Develop the quality of being flexible. Life will not always be what we think as normal, what's normal for us. Things will change. Things will happen. You know, it's one thing if, you know, your car breaks down, you can call an Uber. But when your baby is sick and you can't take your baby to the daycare, you have to miss classes, that's another challenge, different kind of challenge. Well, COVID-19 is yet a different kind of challenge. Unprecedented, none of us have ever seen anything like this before. So use the opportunity to look at the positives that can come out of this.
Thank you so much for that, Professor Betsy. In case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are in the midst of our part two of speaking with our college students, and they are sharing some things that they are facing due to the COVID-19 pandemic and how it has actually affected them. And so we're allowing them to do that, and in the meanwhile, we are certainly trying to encourage them as well. Here's one. It says, etiquette, my family and I have listened, and I'm sorry, by the way, if you want to speak with us live and join the conversation, you may certainly do so. That number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. 894, or you can email us at missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. So, sorry, I didn't give the number out earlier. And we do have some lines that are available. And I'm thinking that perhaps I know our lines, our switchboard was so full on Tuesday, but some of the students may have just simply emailed us now, which is perfectly, perfectly fine. Okay, so this one, it says, etiquette lady, since I couldn't get through on the phone and thought I would write a message. Okay, so here we go, what I just said. I am a junior and was to transfer to another school who offered me a full scholarship. I am really depressed because I'm not sure if this will happen now with everything going on. And don't know what to do. I need the scholarship. And this comes from Samantha. She says, thank you. And so whoever would like to address her would be great.
Well, maybe I can add something here. We were all new to this. What I am looking for my students is a good effort, that you are interested, that you are making the effort to keep up with your assignments, to follow through and follow the directions that were given and so on. And as far as I want to believe that your grades, if you do that, your grades will be fine, your grades will be kept up. I don't know the intricacies of the scholarship application and so on, but I believe that once you keep your grades up and you do what you are supposed to be doing, that we trust that everything will work out for you.
Wonderful. And we certainly wish you the best, okay? We certainly encourage you and wish you the best. Here is one. It says, "It's Donna, I haven't been able to focus since I've left school. It's like I don't care. This was my junior year. Any suggestions for me?" This comes from Debbie in Athens.
Well,
we're definitely seeing a lot of depression, right?
Well, I think if you look at all the great leaders and characters in the history of education, whether it's Booker T or George Washington Carver, all of these people, they ran into obstacles that were presented in their time. And the mind is so powerful and so wonderful that it can bring things to us that we never thought imaginable. And this is a great opportunity for students to use their ingenuity to create for themselves a new normal. The old structure may not work anymore. So what do I do now in this time? Scholarships may not be available. Work study may not be available. A number of things that we have depended on in the past may not be available in the future. So the student has to ask themselves, okay, what next? And become creative in terms of addressing these things. And if they're persistent, there's somebody who's going to help them be able to go to the next step if they are persistent.
If I may say something, this again, Professor Omana. First of all, if I'm faced with that situation, the first thing would be to get inside of me and ask me some questions. A typical one would be, what is causing me to feel distracted? What is making me to not be able to focus to do what I have to do? Is it lack of interest, or is it fear of the future? Is it uncertainty? And try to see whether I can answer those questions honestly. And then come back and recoup and say, okay, then what can I do to overcome these tendencies? This seemingly difficult situation or obstacles. What can I do? If I'm able to answer those questions, just like the doctor has said, maybe this would open windows for me to think different and be able to face what I think was insurmountable, and be able to face them, you know, in a way that hopefully I can begin to make inroads to be able to concentrate and do my work.
Thank you. Did anyone else weigh in on that? In addition to that,
support is always good. So I'm glad this student is reaching out. Maybe he can reach out to some close family, close relative, someone that's, you know, near proximity, and get some support, get some advice, and it helps to have someone with you close by to walk you through these at these times. And I would ask myself, like Professor Yaman is saying, I've come this far. Why give up now? Mm-hmm. You know? I've completed 3 years of college. I'm almost there. I should be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know? And like Mr. Yaman would say, for those of us who pray, prayer is always recommended to help give you that inner strength, which we can't do on our own. We can't do this by ourselves. We can get that kind of strength to keep going.
Yes, thank you so much for that. And here's one that says, please ask Kara, how does she remain focused? She sounds so positive. And this comes from Jessica. Jessica is a student at Spelman College. So, Kara?
Yeah.
She wants to know
actually,
how... Focus.
I have going off of, you know, the previous question too with the motivation, you know,
mm-hmm.
I thought it might be a good idea. I do this myself. You know, the last person who asked that question with the motivation, it c- could possibly be what helped me is going to a physical class and having something to go to and be like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to this class and then go from there. And, you know, it might be beneficial to set up a time, like maybe the time that you used to actually have your class, be like, okay, I'm going to sit down and pretend that I'm actually going to this class and make sure I do work from this time to this time. But other than that, you know, I just, what's helped me a lot is realizing that, you know, every single person is going through this in some sort of way, so you're not alone at all. And even, you know, my professors, they're going through it. So it's just, at least you know that literally everyone around you understands, you know, going through this, and that helps to motivate me and just to do the best you can. That's all you can do.
Donna, could I interject an idea here?
Absolutely, absolutely, please.
One of the things Kara and some of these other students were asking about various names, it may be helpful for you all to develop a support group where you can exchange ideas and be supportive to each other. You may want to consider developing a support group out of all of these discussions.
Yes, I think that would definitely help, having, you know, to be able to talk to somebody and vent like this, to have somebody who understands with you.
Well, you can easily do that online. You know, set up a Zoom platform and a time for you all to talk. It probably
efficient. I've had some, like previously, before all of this happened, some students set up group chats for like specific classes, and you know, those have still been going, and I've noticed that's helpful for, you know, since it's online now, you still get to communicate with the other students and help each other with that.
Do you all get a chance to talk about issues like depression and lack of funds and housing and things like that that are directly coming out of this Kenora virus situation?
I've actually had some group chats where people have talked about, you know, the financial stuff and whether, like, registering for classes next semester. So we do certainly talk about things like that. But I've noticed, I don't know if it's just, like, nerves or not knowing each other as well, but usually the topics like depression don't usually come up, but I think that might be beneficial as well to share that. I think sometimes people, you know, are afraid to share those feelings.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you so much. Excellent, excellent. In case you all have just joined us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're having a wonderful conversation with really so many things that are going on relative to the COVID-19. And we're just coming together as a collective effort and trying to encourage. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. We're going to continue this conversation. So don't go away.
Are you looking for the perfect book for children ages 4 and up that contains life skills? What is Etiquette Anyway by Donna Page Riley is a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book makes reading time fun time while teaching valuable lessons. Children will learn communication skills, table manners, telephone manners, personal hygiene and grooming, posture and poise, how to write invitation and thank you, and more. This information helps children to develop self-esteem and confidence. Here's what some people are saying about What is Etiquette Anyway. Barbara Myers said, "My son is 7 years old and doesn't care for reading. But when I purchased this book and placed it on the coffee table, one day I walked by and saw him reading it. In fact, he read the entire book at one sitting and was excited to tell me about it. Thanks, Miss Donna, for writing a great book that grabbed my son's attention." Sue Corker said, "I don't have children, but purchased this book for myself as a reminder of how to set up the formal play setting. It has a great diagram. What What Is Etiquette Anyway makes the perfect gift for any occasion. Your child will remember this information forever. Order your authentic and personalized autographed copy today. Go to www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Pagesetiquette.com. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary. You are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to start picking up some callers here, and then we'll go back to the emails. So, extension 8023, hello? Hello? Extension 8023? Okay, they could be just on listening. Okay. And let me try and pick up one other call. Extension 6142. 6142, hello? Hello? Okay. All right. So they may be just listening as well, which that's okay. They may not be able to listen directly from their device. I just don't want to miss any callers today that are wanting to speak with us. Here's one. It says, Etiquette Lady, thank you for thinking of college students. My son is a senior at Georgia State University and is not quite sure what is going to happen regarding his grades. Will you ask Professor Baptiste about how they are tallying grades, and is it possible for seniors, will have to mainly, let me see, wait a minute. Seniors will have to maintain classes through the fall. We aren't really sure how this will work out. Thank you, Sylvia. And this is Kanan's mom.
Okay, I guess that's one for me.
Yes.
Is he, I assume that he's a senior. He should be graduating in May, in a few weeks. So, like I said with the previous student, once students continue working and following their professor's directions and so on, I don't see that students will have to extend their course until the fall. If you're set to graduate and you're on track to graduate and you've been doing everything and your grades are okay, whatever courses you are taking this semester, just continue meeting those deadlines that your professor has listed. Just continue doing what you're supposed to be doing, and I think you will graduate in the next few weeks. It may not, it may not be a graduation, physical graduation ceremony. I've seen a couple places where they have a virtual kind of graduation.
but to graduate, as long as you meet the requirements, I think he will graduate.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry, I can't give any specifics. Yes, I can't give any specifics as to how they will calculate their grades and so on, but it follows logically from all that we know that, you know, once you meet the requirements, you will graduate.
Okay, well, I'm sure that's good news and calming news. Mm-hmm. Professor Amara, go right ahead.
Yes. I think when she talks about meeting requirements, what she means is the course requirements.
Yes.
Not necessarily the graduation requirements, the course requirements from each professor.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Here's one. It says, Miss Donna, Kara really motivated and encouraged me. Thank you and thank her. This comes from Patty. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's why we are certainly doing this show. Let's see. Here's one. Miss Donna, I am so glad that you care about us college students. Hearing other students speak about what my friends and I have been talking about makes us feel better. I tried to call on Tuesday but could not get through, so thought I would send a message. Thank you, and may God bless you for caring. This comes from Rebecca. Rebecca, it is my pleasure, and may God bless you as well. And thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate that. And, absolutely care. I certainly do care. That's certainly one of the main reasons why I'm doing this show, to let you guys know that you are not alone, and you've heard that several times coming from several of the staff here. Here's one. Etiquette Lady, my family and I have listened to your show for about 8 years. My grandmother, and I'm sorry, I'm picking up some background, something. I'm not sure who it's coming from, but I want to make sure they have, everybody can hear. My family and I have listened to your show for about 8 years. My grandmother made me aware of this show, and I would like to know what is the best way to help your parents with depression. Since I've been home, I've been trying to cheer them up, but maybe they should talk to a therapist. I don't know if I should make this recommendation to them since I'm their son. What do you think? Thank you. This comes from Jeff in Wisconsin. Thank you, Jeff, for sending that. So, Dr. Bobo, would you like to take that first?
Well, Jeff, I would ask the question, you know, are you getting help yourself? One of the ways of getting a person's attention and getting them to follow your suggestions or ideas is to be doing that thing yourself. So I guess I would wonder whether or not you're struggling with traces of depression or anything of that nature. And if you are, I would suggest that if it's available to you and if at all possible, that first you would get some help. And if you get help, if you need it, and it is improving your mental condition, then you may be able to suggest that to someone else as a matter of your own experience. But I'm sure that if you sat down with your parents and you all have a healthy, reasonably healthy relationship, I would think if I'm a parent, I want to hear what my child is thinking and what they would have to say, as long as it is said respectfully. And I think if you speak to them in a respectful way and in a very humble way, that your parents may be open to hearing what you have to say.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Anybody else wanted to weigh in on that? Okay, so I will go ahead and move to the next one. And once again, in case you're joining us late, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is our college student part two segment, and we're having an opportunity to hear the hearts, actually, of the college students. And so we're all working together, and we are encouraging each other at this point. Says, Miss Donna, Etiquette Lady, I am a retired professor in Florida. I listened to your show on Tuesday. I am so proud of the students who called in on Tuesday. They seem very mature and concerned about the future. Thank you for taking time to be concerned about our college students. I'm sure they were encouraged. By the way, I've listened to your show for the last 3 years. Thanks for what you do, Professor Sarai in Orlando. Thank you so much for that, Professor. Certainly do appreciate it. And I'm very concerned as well. I have one here. It says, Etiquette Lady, I was so impressed with hearing Sabari speak. You can tell she really cares about other people. How old is she, and is she a senior? Thank you, Ms. Etiquette Lady. Peggy from Dayton. And let me see. Let me see if we have Sabari. She may be with us, and I can defer that question over to her. I think I may see her on the line. Sabari?
Hi, Ms. Donna.
Hi there, Sabari. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Well, perfect timing. I don't know if
you
heard that. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
So they are certainly, she's impressed with hearing you speak. And, of course, she wants to know how old you are and if you're a senior.
Oh, okay. So I am 19 years old right now. And I am a sophomore in college at Middle Georgia State University.
Wow, so she was impressed, and she may have thought you were older, perhaps. He was,
oh.
yeah, that you seem to care about other people, and so that is wonderful. And Peggy, thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing that as well. I'm going to try to go back to our phone. One more time. And Sabari, if you want to, I want to give you the same opportunity as well. I know you joined us on Tuesday. If you want, if there was anything else that you wanted to speak with us about, or if you wanted to kind of summarize what you were thinking, and that's for the benefit of the listeners that may not have been able to listen to our show on Tuesday.
Right. Okay. So, in short, pretty much what I spoke about was just how this pandemic has affected not only myself but others as well. I was definitely thinking about, you know, some of my schoolmates who have been displaced when it comes to a living situation, and how they don't live in the United, like they don't have a permanent residence here in the United States. But they live outside the states. They have family who lives outside the states, but they came here to pursue their education. And due to this pandemic, they don't really have somewhere that they can really call home outside of the school grounds. So I was just taking them into consideration. I was also taking into consideration, you know, my parents as well, who are both healthcare workers, and you know, what they're facing out on the front line, trying to protect people who might, you know, who aren't feeling well and who are affected by this virus. So, yeah, and also I wanted to just kind of give like a word of encouragement. I heard this quote from someone not too long ago, and I feel like it really does pertain to this current situation that we're in. And it's just saying that, you know, tough times never last, but only tough people last. And I feel like that's actually very powerful, even though it's short. I feel like that's so powerful, and it pertains to, you know, our situation right now. This tough times, they're not going to persist for a very long time, you know? So it's always going to be something that comes up. We're always going to have dips, and we're always going to face struggles that are temporary. But it really does, at the end of the day, it depends on how we handle these situations, how we stand together united as one, and how we all help each other out instead of tear each other down, instead of, you know, create too much fear. Having hope in each other and trusting in each other, you know, getting closer to family, getting closer to your loved ones, really holding on tight to them is a very important thing that we should all do, no matter how old you are, how young you are, you know, where you are in life, how much a situation has affected you. We should all keep that in the back of our minds. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I hope everybody is safe and stays, does well with everything that's going on. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Great. Thank you so much for Bari. Yes, that was very, very encouraging. And again, I just, so pleased we've come together and you've heard over and over that you're not in this by yourself, even though, if you sometimes feel isolated and you feel like you may be, but everyone is going through this at the same time. And the best way to get through it, and we will get through it, is to come together and to stay together. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take one more quick break, and then I'm going to ask our panelists for some closing remarks just as soon as we get back. So we'll be right back.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and I'm so glad that you all have spent part of your evening with us on this evening as we have been having a wonderful conversation with our college students. I'm going to go and ask that our panel, Professor Umana, Dr. Bobo, and Professor Baptiste, if you all have some parting words that you would like to leave with our listeners.
This is Nephew Okumana. I would say to all of you, stay focused. Keep your dream alive. Do not allow coronavirus to cause a distraction that takes you away from what your dream is. Stay focused. Do what your teachers want you to do, and try to complete task on time, and you'll be all right.
I guess I would say to the students probably five things. They're not concrete, but they're more mental attitudes. And one, as we just heard, stay focused. Two, stay positive. Three, stay encouraged. Four, stay persistent. And five, use your imagination. And as we heard earlier tonight, tough times don't last, but tough people do.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. This is Mrs. Batiste. When I was training to become a teacher, one of the phrases we heard was that education is preparation for life. And we are all being educated at this time. We are learning how to wash our hands, how not to touch our faces, and so on. Something else we heard, we are all in this together. So I want to encourage us. We will come out of this. Let's be a better people at the end of all of this. Let us be positive, learn what we can, make ourselves better. And I like to tell my students, let's finish strong.
Thank you all for that. And I just want to take a moment to applaud all of our panelists and our students, and just to say thank you so, so much. Really appreciate you all taking the time to just spend with us and to encourage, and I thank you so much. And of course, listeners, as always, thank you all for listening each time we come on. We generally, of course, those of you who've been with us for a while know that we generally, our show is generally on Sunday. But since we've been doing the Be Encouraged series, we've actually averaged probably 2 to 3 shows per week, but just wanting to really be there and wanting to encourage has been just really, really important task. And we'll continue to do that, as you've heard as well. We will certainly continue to do that. And every time, you know, those that you support, that support us time and time again, we thank you for that. You send us messages. If you're joining us for the first time, look, I want to say welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. I certainly appreciate it, and I forget to ask people if they would follow our show, so you want to certainly do that. You want to follow our show so that you are aware of, you know, when we have our different shows, and this has been one of our special shows as well. And also, in addition, if you have an etiquette question or topic that you would like for us to address, please let us know, and we'll be more than happy to try to do that for you. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And again, I'd like to invite you to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. And never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. That's just one of my favorite proverbs. But I do want to say that I really hope that you've heard something this evening that encouraged you, that is going to help you along, because that's basically what we want to do with this show. It's designed to uplift, to inspire, and to encourage you, and certainly to help you feel good about yourself, okay? I do believe that this too shall pass, okay? We're not going to be in this all at all times, so this too shall pass, and I also believe that there will certainly be glory after this, and we're going to all be able to look back and say, well, remember when, and see how far we've come, see how we stayed strong, and we did it. So once again, thank you all so much for tuning in. Good night. We'll talk again. In fact, our show on Sunday, we are going to ask your opinion about some of the states, including Georgia, that is quote-unquote reopening. And so we're going to talk about that. So we're interested in knowing what you are thinking about that. I have a lot of thoughts. But, of course, I'm going to practice good etiquette, and I'm going to ask you for yours first. So anyway, once again, thanks again for tuning in. We will talk again on Sunday. Good night, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.